Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations. And he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: قد بصرتم إن أبصرتم، وقد هديتم إن اهتديتم، وأسمعتم إن استمعتم.
أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام said, "Surely you have been made to see, if only you care to see. Surely you have been guided, if only you care to take guidance. And surely you have been made to hear, if only you care to lend your ears."
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, as we speak about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that there is something really beautiful in the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and that is the concept of asceticism, or zuhud, as it is known in Arabic. So Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, is known for his asceticism, for his detachment from worldly things, you know, whether it is wealth or position or status or any other kind of thing that is considered a pride in this worldly material sense. So the zuhud of his eminence was so much that when it came to eating, he ate a bare minimum. When it came to clothing, he did not wear these kind of very fancy clothing. Of course, Imam Ali alayhi salam is the most perfect student, the most perfect disciple, and the living, breathing miracle of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And so we find that when it came to food as well, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, his eminence also did not eat a lot of food, practically to a bare minimum. It's interesting when you also look at the historical context of the era, or the early era of Islam and the early era of the history of the Muslims, you will find that poverty and neediness was quite prevalent. And so, you know, these individuals, apart from the spiritual training and the spiritual excellence that is in asceticism and zuhud, also they were living as the common masses were living, even though they could very well live way better than, you know, the rest of the masses were living, because they had sources of income via various different ways. But the asceticism and the zuhud of Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, is something which is unmatched. When you look at the contemporaries of his imama and his khilafa, his caliphate. And it's interesting because many, if not most, if not pretty much, you know, 99% of the Sufi wayfaring schools of thought in the present day, whether it is the Shia or the Sunni school of thought, but most especially the Sunni school of thought, you know, they tend to focus on Imam Ali alayhi salam as their qutb, as their spiritual pole. But then Imam Ali alayhi salam, apart from this very physical zuhud, he says something that's very interesting. He says that the best kind of zuhud and the best kind of asceticism is to refrain from violating Allah's muharramat, from violating Allah's prohibitions. And this is totally just amazing, because we find that so many people, they try to, you know, engage in asceticism and zuhud by detaching themselves from these various, you know, worldly things, which, yes, that is one outer aspect of asceticism. But the inner aspect of asceticism, which is just as important, perhaps maybe even more important, is to refrain from violating the prohibitions of the Almighty Allah. A very beautiful lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبينه.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the fully, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Kuhufu Kutubihi. They are the caves for the books of Rasulullah. Caves are normally used, especially in the past, as a place where you can protect and secure things in there. And this is where, you know, from extreme weather or even from enemies, if you want to hide things. And this is the expression Ali is using, that if you want the books and the writings, basically the knowledge from Rasulullah, we are the one who preserved it. وَجِبَالُ دِينِهِ. This is the most important one. It says, Ali Muhammad are جِبَالُ دِينِهِ. They are the mountains of Muhammad's religion. What does it mean? There is an ayat of Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we created the earth and then we planted mountains on the earth to stabilize the movement of the earth. The earth has a movement. Doesn't go slower than what's supposed to be and not even faster. Otherwise, we'll not be able to maintain our life here. And so the mountains work as stabilizers for this earth. Ali is using that example, is saying that when it comes to Deen of Muhammad, we are the Jibal, we are the mountains which give stability to the Deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he concludes by saying, Bihim aqama in hina'u dhahrihi. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Ali Muhammad straightened the backbone of the religion. Otherwise it will bend over. وَعَزْحَبَ إِرْتِعَادَ فَرَاعِسِهِ. And through Ali Muhammad Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed the trembling of the limbs of the religion. And so they are basically a very, you know, integral part of the survival of true Islam. Without them, Islam will not be able to survive.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.